Thursday, third week, ordinary time 2. Reading from the second book of Samuel, chapter 7, verses 18 to 19, and verses 24 to 29. Gospel according to Mark, chapter 4, verse 21 to 25. The first reading from the second book of Samuel. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord and said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that thou hast brought me thus far? And that it was a small thing in thy eyes, O Lord God, thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. And hast shown me future generation, O Lord God. And thou didst establish for thyself thy people Israel to be thy people forever. And thou, O Lord, didst become their God. And now, O Lord God, confirm forever the word which thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, and do as thou hast spoken, and thy name will be magnified forever, saying, The Lord holds is God over Israel, and the house of thy servant David will be established before thee. For thou, O Lord holds, the God of Israel, hath made this revelation to thy servant, saying, I will build you a house. Therefore thy servant hath found courage to pray this prayer to thee. And now, O Lord God, thou art God, and thy words are true, and thou hast promised this good thing to thy servant. And now, therefore, may it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken, and with thy blessing shall the house of thy servant be blessed forever. A gospel according to Mark. He said to them, Is a lamb brought in to be put under a bushel or under a bed, and not on a stand? For there is nothing hid except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret except to come to light. If any man had ear to hear, let him hear. And he said to them, Take heed what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get, and still more will be given you. For to him who had will more be given, and from him who had not, even what he had will be taken away. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. What God said or promised shall be achieved. There exists a huge difference between God's word and human words. What God said or promised are always true and shall be achieved. Why, what humans said aren't always true and seldom be achieved. This is not a surprise, because not only God's wisdom is much higher than human wisdom, but also his power to achieve what he promises is much greater than human power. Because of this, people need to learn God's word and to trust in his promises. Today's reading concentrates on God's truth and promise. In the first reading, God promised to David that he shall build for him a house that lasts forever. This promise was fulfilled when Christ incarnated and born in David's lineage and became the eternal king to govern people forever. In the Gospel, Mark listed out several Jesus sayings about light, truth, and the relationship between giving and receiving, and the necessity of constantly improving. Second analysis, first reading. Bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. Third point. David thought about God's promise. The author wrote the following passage. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord and said, "Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that thou hast brought me thus far? And that it were a small thing in thy eyes, O Lord God. Thou hast spoken also of thy servant house for a great while to come, and hast shown me future generation, O Lord God. And thou didst establish for thyself thy people Israel to be thy people forever. And thou, O Lord, didst become their God." The ISV translation isn't according to LXT and MT when it's translated. "Thou hast spoken also of thy servant house for a great while to come, and hast shown me future generations." What David was thinking is that God promises to give his house a future that lasts forever. Not only it terminated with his death, when he said, "And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever." See 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16. The Jewish tradition didn't have a clear understanding about the next life and the eternal life as we have now. They understood that life is only limited to the lives on earth. Once people died, their life will also end. Second point, David prayed for what God had promised shall be achieved. The content of the passage, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 24 to 29, so what we said above is true. The key word in this passage is the word forever, or repeated five times in verses 24, 25, 26, and 29. Even the content of verses 27 and 28 will also imply the God forever promise. The passage said, "And thou didst establish for thyself thy people Israel to be thy people forever. And thou, O Lord, didst become their God. And now, O Lord God, confirm forever the word which thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, and do as thou hast spoken. And thy name will be magnified forever, saying, The Lord of hosts is God over Israel, and the house of his thy servant David will be established before thee. For thou, O Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, hath made this revelation to thy servant, saying, I will build you a house. Therefore thy servant hath found courage to pray this prayer to thee. And now, O Lord God, thou art God, and thy words are true. And thou hast promised good things to thy servant. Now therefore, may it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken, and with thy blessing shall the house of thy servant be blessed forever. This promise was seriously threatened when both the kings of Israel and Judah kingdom were on exile to Assyria and Babylon because they disobeyed God's word to his prophet. However, God is still faithful to his promise. He let the Israelites go back and reestablish their nation until the time of Jesus' incarnation. Second, the gospel. Worldly and heavenly entities. In today's passage, Mark reported a collection of Jesus' teaching in many different events. One can recognize it when he compares Mark with Matthew's gospel. Therefore, we shall analyze its sentence because it had a full meaning in itself. Third point. The lamb's purpose is to shine. Jesus said, "Is a lamb brought in to be put under a bushel or under a belt and not on a stand?" Everyone understands the zeal of the lamb is to shine. Therefore, one needs to put the lamb on the pole so that it can shine along the area. If the lamb is put on the floor, it can shine only a small area. To put the lamb under a bushel is to destroy the purpose of a lamb. The truth is likened as the lamb. The purpose of the truth is to guide people on the right path. Therefore, people need to learn to speak and to live according to the truth. People can hide the truth, though it hurts. To live according to the truth can be ridiculed, hated, and persecuted, or lost one life. But only the truth can set people free. The martyrs are examples of those who courageously live according to the truth. They become the light for all people to follow. Second, the truth can be hidden. Jesus said, "For there is nothing hid except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret except to come to light. If any man had ear to hear, let him hear." People can be indifferent, suppressed, or destroy the truth, but sooner or later, they must face the truth, either in this life or the life to come. Therefore, people must be careful when they live against the truth, because they must endure its consequences. Using force can make people to be afraid, but it can hide the truth. Moreover, though people can hide the truth from all people, but they can hide from God, who can see and understand all secrets in man's heart. Third point. To give out much is to receive much. Jesus taught, "Take heed what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get, and still more will be given you. For to him who had will, more will be given, and from him who had not, even what he had will be taken away." This principle must be the guideline for our life, because the result we hope for, receive, depend on the effort we put out. If we repair and try hard, we shall receive a better result. And if we don't repair or try a little, we shall receive an undesired result. For example, if one spends more time to study in a special field, he shall have a better knowledge in that field. Similarly, if one spends time to read and to meditate about the reading of that day before he goes to church. He shall understand more when a priest gives his sermon. Application in life. God's promises are always achieved. We should never doubt any promise he makes to his people. God's words are always true. We should spend time to learn, to understand their meaning before we can put into practice and get good results. We must value God's words more than human words, especially when there exists a conflict, because God's thought is much higher than human thought. Amen.